Well, greetings everyone and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 120 countries worldwide daily over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on the prophets of cancer right after this. Hey, let me ask you this. What do you think's wrong with the Ten Commandments? Because it's pretty obvious that something is wrong with the Ten Commandments because they've been banned from our public schools. They're banned from our public institutions. They're banned from our national consciousness. Now, instead of these 10 simple, time-tested laws, we see the 10 planks to the Communist Manifesto in their place, and they're teaching these 10 planks to the Communist Manifesto in our public schools, in our public institutions. We've made them a part of our national psyche here in America. You know, this is a pretty radical change in our political and moral outlook over the past 50 years, don't you think? Are you aware, for instance, that your daughter couldn't receive an aspirin in your public school without your consent, but your daughter can have an abortion arranged through that same public school nurse without even your knowledge, much less your consent? That's why I contend that the solution to this kind of moral perversion and national insanity is to go back to what worked. Let's go back to the Ten Commandments and the Mosaic Law. You know, our founding fathers practiced and advocated the Ten Commandments, and they even put 22 principles of that law into our federal constitution. And there's still at least one school left in America that teaches this entire Mosaic Law, the Ten Commandments, and all 759 statutes, judgments, and commandments, as well as the penalties and the 33 benefits for their observance. Now, every law has a penalty, and you don't have to know what the penalty to the law is to suffer from its effect. So whether we call this the Mosaic Law, or the Law of God, or the Common Law, or Natural Law, or Karma, or something else, it's automatic, and it works just like AIDS, herpes, and VD, which just happens to be the natural penalty for adultery. Now, if you'd like more information, why don't you call and order our free General Law CD package? That's the place to start. It doesn't cost anything. It's a four-hour commentary on the law in general. It's educational, it's informative, it's entertaining, and best of all, it's free. You can call and order one right now. The number is 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Just click on the email and send us an email request. Or you can download it directly from our website. Go to our archives webpage. And it's georgegordon.org or georgegordon.com, georgegordon.com. And you can download it right there in the privacy of your own home without that famous plain brown wrapper. Hey, we're talking about cancer, and there's a book out called Murder by Injection. It's been out for a long time. It was published back in 1988. I've reported on this book itself in my archives. You'll probably find a report on Murder by Injection, but it's actually kind of a misnomer. The book actually talks about much more than just injections or vaccinations. The title of the book led me to believe that what we were talking about here was vaccination. The truth of the matter is there's only one chapter in here, 19 pages, that deal with vaccination. It's an important chapter, but the book itself deals with this medical monopoly. It's a story of the medical conspiracy against America. It's a book of intrigue. It's a book that contains all of the names, dates, times, places, facts, witnesses, and evidence. And I mean with stunning detail. the names of the people that are doing this to you. If you want to know who is doing it, and when he was born, when he died, and what he did in his professional career to pull the wool over your eyes and to stick it to you, this is the book for you. Now, to get a copy of it, you go to BraveNewBookstore.com. It's an easy one, BraveNewBookstore.com. You're looking for Murder by Injection, The Story of the Medical Conspiracy Against America. It's written by Eustace Mullins, E-U-S-T-A-C-E. Can't find it in your local public library. It's already been censored. You're not going to find it out here in the mainstream press. It's already been censored. You might get it at Barnes & Noble, but you will surely get it at BraveNewBookstore.com because they specialize in these underground books. Telephone number down there in Austin, Texas now. This is Austin, Texas. 512-480-2503. Once more, that's area code 512-480-2503. Now, in the last program, I started our dialogue by showing you that it's a very common practice to start with an infomercial. That's an advertisement. It's a methodology or modality that was discovered by Bobst and has been used so effectively at brainwashing all of us. And when I closed in the last program, I said, now listen, when you get cancer, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to a doctor, an allopathic medical doctor. He's going to order tests, and they're going to come back positive and say, you've got cancer, and here's what we need to do. And you're going to have to make a decision. And you know what your decision is going to be? You are going to go with cut, burn, and poison. I can predict it coming right out of the chute. Not because it works. And not because you really innately believe it. Because you know as well as I do that cancer is incurable. See, that's the first step in the brainwashing process. Once they convince you that it's incurable and that we're the only people with a treatment, no cure, just a treatment, and if you survive for 5 years, you will be cured, and we do this 37% of the time. Now, you know 63% of the time you're going to die. And furthermore, you know that 37% of the time you're going to die too, but it's going to be after 5 years. It's depressing. I don't deny it. But that's what you're going to choose. And it's because you've been programmed to choose that way. It's actually kind of beyond your control. Now, once in a while, some iconoclast comes along and actually puts his mind to the problem and says, gee, let's take a look at the evidence. The cancer's been around for thousands of years, but more particularly here in the United States over the past 100 years. And during that 100-year period, cancer has grown from a nuisance to the number two killer in the nation. It affects 50%. That is one half of all the people in America. There's 300 million of us here. 150 million of us are going to get cancer in our lifetime. I've had it twice. I'm already above the national average. I've had two tumors, and I burned both of them out with Indian black salve. And they're gone, and I'm happy and living my life and doing my thing. I did not go with cut, burn, and poison. I'm one of those iconoclasts, I guess. I'm one of those weirdos. I took a look at the statistical results from cancer from the traditional modality, and I said, hell, I don't want that. I'm not buying into that. My old buddy Rich Michael, he had cancer, and he said, hell, I'm not going into this cut, burn, and poison. I'll just leave it alone. He lasted for 6 years. 6 years. He finally died from it. Now, Rich Michael could have lived had he known what to do. He didn't know. He's just ignorant. He went to public school like all the rest of us, and the only treatment, the only modality that we know of is cut, burn, and poison from the American Medical Association. It's because it's the only thing we've ever been taught. Nobody has ever said to you, hey, there's an alternative. So let me be the first to tell you. Cancer is curable. And the cure is right there in your own body. It's called your immune system. And the reason the cancer has gotten ahead of your immune system is because you have starved your body, or you have poisoned it, or maybe you've done both. All disease is caused by starvation and poison, one or the other, or both. Now, as a result of that, your immune system now is impaired and is unable to take care of the cancer. You've got cancer, I've got cancer, everybody's got cancer all the time. It's like trying to protect yourself from germs. Boys and girls, germs are everywhere. Viruses are everywhere. Trying to protect yourself against the swine flu virus is futile. I'm not concerned about the swine flu virus. My immune system will take it and dispose of it. Well, as long as my immune system's working. As long as it's not impaired. So the trick here is in building a strong immune system and then don't impair it. And your immune system will take care of the cancer, the swine flu, and everything else that comes by. It's done it for you so far all of your life. In spite of all of the atrocities that you've committed against yourself, maybe it's time to quit doing that. So anyway, here in the book, Eustace Mullins comes up with 7 cures to cancer. Now, I've got 14. I'm a little bit ahead of Mr. Mullins, but I've been working from a different perspective. I've read other books, talked to other people, and observed and written down. I got a list here. I'm going to give these 14 to you. But Mullins came up with 7 in 1988 of and by himself. I don't know what his background is. He's a writer. But he's not a medical doctor. At least he doesn't claim to be. Now, how does this writer come up with 7 cancer cures and the American Medical Association, the Food and Drug Administration, the American Cancer Society, the National Institutes of Health, and so on? These people sit there and say there's no cure to cancer and we don't know what causes it. And I've asked this question many times. Listen, if you had a car and you took it into your mechanic, and you said, "Hey, Bob, do you know what's wrong with my car?" And the mechanic says, "No, I don't." And you ask him, "Well, do you have a remedy for my car? Can you fix it?" And he says, "Nope, I never saw this before. Don't. But for $25 an hour, I will work on your car until you run out of money." Would you leave your car with a mechanic that says, "I don't know what's wrong with it, and I don't know how to fix it"? Now, when I tell you that America has been brainwashed, programmed, I'm not whistling Dixie here, because you go to the doctor, and every single one of you listening to my voice right now, you know this coming right out of the chute. The doctor says, "We don't know what causes cancer, and we don't have a cure. But for $100,000, we will treat it until you die." Now, you wouldn't leave your car with a mechanic, but you'll go and trust your life to a doctor that tells you the exact same thing. Now, you tell me that that isn't insane. Huh? Come on, tell me. Now, you have to have a solution. Now, if I said to you, "Well, look, this mechanic here, he doesn't know what's wrong with your car, and he doesn't know how to fix it." I had a guy here from Australia not too long ago, and he had a pickup. I'll tell you this little story because it's pretty funny. A nice guy. The guy from Australia, hell of a nice guy. And I don't like him. So, you know, next time you're listening here, you know, don't get mad at me. But you had the same problem here. So he bought a pickup over here. So he came over here to the States, and while he was here, he needed some transportation, so he bought a pickup. And he bought a pretty good pickup. But he's driving his pickup one day, and the timing belt broke on it or went haywire or slipped a cog or something, and it started running poorly. And so he asked me, "Well, what would you do?" And I said, "I'd take it over to Mike over at the DX station, and he'll fix it." Just that simple. I said, "Take it to Mike, and Mike will fix it." So now Mike over at the DX station, he's kind of a hillbilly, and he's kind of a peculiar guy. He's kind of like old John Wayne. He don't say much, just kind of yep and nope. Sometimes he don't even say yep and nope. You know, you sit there and you talk to him, and he just looks at you. And about the most you get out of him is just leave the keys in it. Just park it over there behind the shop and leave the keys in it. That's about all you're going to get out of him. He doesn't spend any time trying to sell you on anything. He doesn't give a rat's, you know what, if you take your car and stick it where there's no daylight, you know. If you want me to fix it, leave it the keys in it and leave it there and I'll fix it. So this guy went over there, and Mike was kind of rude to him. He said, Mike, that Mike guy over there, he's really rude. I don't know. I guess maybe Mike is rude. Maybe that's his problem. Maybe Mike's rude. But all of us locals around here, we all take our cars and pickups and trucks and stuff over to Mike because Mike is the guy that when you take it over there, it'll get fixed. So this is a guy from Australia. He goes into Gainesville. Now the guy in Gainesville has a computer. And so he did a diagnostic check on this Australian's pickup, and the Australian was really impressed with this computer, and he had a nice clean shop. Mike's shop is dirty. Oh, my God. Dirty, unkept. I mean, there's just greasy, and it's just really... and this guy in Gainesville, my God, it's clean, spotless. It just really looked good. And so he left his pickup with the guy in Gainesville because of this computer and because the guy in Gainesville was friendly. He had a good bedside manner. He smiled. And so he worked on his pickup, and when he got through, Aussie went in there, picked up his pickup, and he fixed it all right. But it had this noise in the engine, and the guy said, well... I had to put in a timing chain, which isn't exactly the one that calls for, but that's what they had over at the parts shop, and it's probably rubbing on the pan that covers it, but you'll just have to get used to that. And so he brought it home, and here's the engine. It's making this god-awful noise, see? It's running good. I mean, he fixed it. It's running now. But it's making this god-awful noise. And so he couldn't stand it anymore, so he took it back to the guy and he says, well, can you fix that god-awful noise? And the guy says, well, yeah, I'll try it. So he worked on his car some more, and he charged him some more $100 bills. And when he got through fixing the noise from the timing belt or chain, it still was making some noise, but he had improved it somewhat. And he said, you can't get all that noise out of there. Can't get it all out. See, wasn't making any noise, you know, when the old one was in there, but evidently he put in the wrong one or something. I don't know. So anyway, he came back and he said, I just don't know what I'm going to do. And he said, what would you do? And I said, I would take it over to Mike at the DX station. If I had that noise in my motor, I would take it to Mike. He'd fix it. And so this guy couldn't admit that he'd made a mistake, and so he sold the pickup for pennies on the dollar, I guess, and I don't think you ever did get it fixed. Now, here again, this is where you're at when you're dealing with doctors over here, you know, that wake up and smell the coffee. If you want a cure for this cancer, you're not going to get it from the allopathic oncologist because he tells you plainly, I don't know what causes it. And I don't know how to cure it. What I do know is how to treat it. And we have cut, burn, and poison. This is the orthodoxy that we follow. And it works 37% of the time. Now, that's what you're going to buy because it's the only thing you know. So I thought, well, here's a story. Let's come on the air and let's tell people, hey, listen, cancer is relatively easy to cure. And while scurvy is always fatal, it's relatively easy to cure if you know how. And now that we know how to cure scurvy, we just give you vitamin C. Well, now if you know how to cure cancer, and there's 14 cancer cures, there are some people out here who know how to do it. Allopathic medicine does not know how, and they tell you plainly we don't. Okay, well, there's some other guys that do, and they tell you plainly we can. But they can't talk to you about it because, you see, the monopoly has them censored. See, cancer is a copyrighted trademark, and you can't go out here and cure cancer. Coca-Cola is a copyrighted trademark. You can't go out here and make Coca-Cola. You have to be licensed by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company to bottle or to make or manufacture Coca-Cola and pay them some of the proceeds. Same thing with medicine. You have to be a licensed medical practitioner in order to deal in the cancer trade. And the fact that the cancer trade kills 500,000 people a year is irrelevant and immaterial. It's not even in the conversation. All right, so now there's another guy here. This guy by the name of Dr. Robert E. Lincoln. He discovered the bacteriophage method of conquering cancer, in which viruses parasitically attach and destroy specific bacteria. He received national attention when he cured the son of Senator Charles Tobey with this method. Tobey was astounded to learn that Dr. Lincoln has been expelled from the Massachusetts Medical Society because he was curing people of cancer. He conducted a congressional investigation in which his special counsel from the Department of Justice, Benedict Fitzgerald, wrote on April 28, 1953. The alleged machinations of Dr. J.J. Moore for the past 10 years and treasurer of the American Medical Association could involve the AMA and others in a conspiracy of alarming proportions. Behind and over all of this is the weirdest conglomeration of corrupt motives, intrigues, selfishness, jealousy, obstruction, and conspiracy that I've ever seen. My investigation to date should convince this committee that a conspiracy does exist to stop the free flow and use of drugs in interstate commerce, which allegedly have solid therapeutic value. Public and private funds have been thrown around like confetti at a country fair to close up and destroy clinics, hospitals, and science research laboratories which do not conform to the viewpoint of medical associations. How long will the American people take this? The answer is they will take it forever and love it. That's the bottom line. And as I mentioned when we started this dialogue here today, this monologue, is that the people of America have been propagandized with infomercials concerning cancer all of their lives. The only thing you know is allopathic medical lore. That's what you're going to buy. It's what you're comfortable with, it's what you believe in, it's what you've been taught, and that's what you're going to go with. Now, you know beforehand that it doesn't work, hasn't worked, probably isn't going to work, and that you have a death sentence, and that you just can't understand why it is that this happened to me. Well, the answer is your bad diet, bad habits, you did it to yourself, and you can cure yourself if you put your mind to it. Now, I wanted to point out here, this is Dr. Robert E. Lincoln, remember? That's number five. There was Dr. Ralph Moss, Dr. Max Gerson, Dr. Cecil Pittard. Hell, the only guy in here is Harry Hoxsey, you know, number four, who got the Indian black salve from the Indians. These are all medical doctors, kids. I'm not knocking the medical practitioners here. There are some good allopathic medical practitioners out there. Elder, they're just nice guys. And then every time that they come up with some breakthrough, they are jailed, prosecuted, and driven out of business and have their licenses taken away. They are silenced. Now here's the sixth one. Here's Dr. Andrew C. Ivey, Vice President of the University of Illinois. He began to use a preparation which he called Krebiozen, K-R-E-B-I-O-Z-E-N. He discovered something, and he hung a label on it. Okay, and his label was K-R-E-B-I-O-Z-E-N. He succeeded in curing cancer with it. The American Medical Association promptly published a report on Krebiazin, which ruled that it was of no benefit. A 289-day trial resulted in which Dr. Ivey was cleared of all of the counts against him. Dr. Peter DeMarco, a graduate of Hahnemann Medical School, successfully treated over 800 patients with this PVY, procaine polyvinyl pyrrolidine, done. His license to practice medicine in New Jersey was revoked. A favorite recommendation of the American Cancer Society is the PAP test for cancer. Despite its many drawbacks, Insight magazine, January 11, 1988, criticized many diagnostic laboratories for doing sloppy work, quoting the Wall Street Journal of November 1987, that PAP smears have a false negative rate that ranges from 20 to 40%. A false negative means death by cancer. Stung by this exposure of a method which the American Cancer Society had frequently promoted for many years, Dr. Harmon J. Iyer, president of the American Cancer Society, called a joint press conference of the ACS, the AMA, and the NCI to renew their joint recommendation that all women from 20 to 60 have an annual pap smear. At this press conference, reported by AP, January 20th, 1988, Iyer was quoted, "A main reason for calling the press conference was an attempt to counter confusion about the value of the PAP test in light of recent publicity about the percentage of false negative results from some laboratories. Although he went on record with unqualified endorsements of the PAP tests, Iyer offered no answer to the problem of false negative reports or the terrible threat which it posed to many women." All right, now let's take a look at this pap smear. I'm put my mark here in the margin. If women between the ages of 20 and 60 are recommended for this pap smear, how much, ladies, does it cost you to go get this pap smear? $20, $50? Here where I'm at, if you were going to get a pap smear, you got to have a doctor's office visit. And here, it's $75. So every time I walk into the doctor's office, he wants $75. That's just to sit there, read a magazine, and have him talk to you. Now, if he says to me, "Okay, well, Gordon, you need a test, and I'm going to order this test." He hands you this thing, and he sends you over here to some clinic, or he sends you over to St. John's or Cox Health Center, and he says, "Here, go up here to Dr. So-and-so, and he's going to do this test." That costs me another $500. So, come on, ladies. This pap smear over here cost you $75, number one, and like as not, it's some kind of a test, $25, $50, $100, huh? Now, let's multiply that by how many women in America are age 20 to 60, and then how many of those women can we actually convince, 10%, 20%, that they ought to do this every year, just like getting your flu shot every year. See, this is a part of the propaganda, and it, God talk about a moneymaker. I mean, you get 1 million women. Let's just run this by you. I don't know. There's probably 20, 30, 40 million women in America between the ages of 20 and 60. Half the people of America are women. That's 150 million. And so you got those from 0 to 20, and then you got those from 60 to 100. I'll assume that half of them, maybe you got 75 million American women. Let's just be conservative and figure 50 million American women. $75 for the office call and $25, so that's $100 each, ain't it? So you got 75 million, that's 7,500 million, ain't it? Let's try this. 7,500 million. That's $7,500,000,000, huh? That's just for one test called the pap smear. Now you add that onto this $500 billion a year business. See where we're going with this? Then you've got your mammograms, see, and your pap smears, and then you got your vaccinations, and then you got your this and that and another thing. You got all these tests. See what a money making cash cow this cancer is? My God, it's genius, absolute genius. They train you from the time you're a little kid watching cartoons on Saturday morning about cancer. So from the time you're, 3 years old until, you're 35 or 40, this is so ingrained in your mind, so ingrained in your thinking, that when you get cancer, you know exactly what to do. You go to the allopathic medical doctor who you know doesn't know what causes it, doesn't know how to cure it, but by God, you're willing to spend $100,000 on this guy while he presides over your death. Now, you tell me that isn't genius? And when you come up to the pearly gates with Peter, at the pearly gates, you will say, "The reason I'm here, St. Peter, is because the doctors did everything they could for me. God love them, but I died anyway." And you will sing their praises. Even after they've killed you, you'll sing their praises. Now, let me give you a reminder here that you're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review. We're sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States. We're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the Internet and radio. If you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. georgegordon.org. The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. That's 8 schools in all. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals but by prearrangement. The Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults and compact disc, and the Law Hour website is updated weekly and has a radio log schedule and archives. All of that can be accessed through our website at georgegordon.org. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Now, the Law School offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order yours by calling the Law School at 417-273-4967. Now, once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org, click on to the archives, and you can download that free general law CD package. You're right there in the privacy of your own home. If you can't find it on georgegordon.org, go to georgegordon.com. The sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief, and the Law Hour and editorial review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program. We often endorse or recommend books, papers, periodicals, and newsletters to our listeners. Now, these endorsements or recommendations that we give don't mean that the authors and publications that we're endorsing are necessarily going to reciprocate. Keep in mind that most of these authors and publications cited here on the Law Hour and editorial review may be hostile, political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans, and their viewpoint may not be totally endorsed by the Law Hour and editorial review either. Now, these opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine. They're mine alone. They don't necessarily represent the views, beliefs, or the opinions of the advertisers, the sponsors, the management, or the staff of this radio network or of this local radio station. If you'd like more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, then please go to our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, or you can call us direct at 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. All right, we are reviewing the chapter, The Prophets of Cancer, from the book Murder by Injection, The Story of the Medical Conspiracy Against America by Eustace Mullins. spelled Eustace, Mullins, Mullins, published in 1988, first publication, Murder by Injection, the story of the medical conspiracy against America. You can order it from bravenewbookstore.com. It's an easy one. bravenewbookstore.com. You can call them. They're in Austin, Texas. The telephone number is 512-480-2503. That's area code 512-480-2503. All right. Mullins comes up with seven cures to cancer. This is back in 1988. Am I sure I've got this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. Dr. Andrew C. Ivey. In a 289-day trial, result in which Dr. Ivey was cleared of all counts against him. He was one of the lucky ones. Once in a while, one of you medical doctors out there come up with a cancer cure or something like that, or a cure to diabetes or something. And when you do that, you get attacked, and then you get prosecuted, and sometimes you win. So not always. Bruce Halstead didn't, but, you know, sometimes. And this Ivy actually won. Now, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, I had 7 down here. I said 7, 7. Where's the 7th one? Okay, I lied to you. There's just 6. So I'm going to add to that. So if you get your pen and paper out here, get your pen and paper out. I'm going to give you 14 cures to cancer. Eustace Mullins has 6. 6 documented cases here, of which 2 of them I'm familiar with. The other 4 I didn't write down on my list because I don't have any evidence. I have not seen any evidence that bacterioplage as a method of curing cancer works. I've never read a book, and I don't know anything about it, so I didn't put that down. Same thing with Dr. Ivey and his Cribiozin. I've never read a book. I've never seen a study. I've never talked to anybody that's ever used it, and so I didn't recommend it. Now, Dr. Max Gerson, I know of personal experiences of other people who have used this. I know of other doctors and clinics that have used it, and it works. And my wife has used it for 30 years, and it's worked for her. And so I put that on my list. Dr. Ralph Moss, who was fired from the Sloan Kettering Institute for revealing Laetrile. Now, Laetrile works. It's a hell of a good, it's just a common vitamin. It's vitamin B17 is what it is, nitrilicide. Now, here's a kicker. Over in Nepal, way up high in the Himalaya Mountains, there's some people up there called the Hunzas, H-U-N-Z-A-S, Hunza. And those people eat a lot of apricots, and they get a lot of nitrilicide. They have no cancer up there at all, zero, zilch. They don't even know what the hell it is. See how simple that is? We Americans eat a lot of Big Macs and French fries that don't have any nitrilicides in them. We get cancer. Now, your cancer isn't being caused by Big Macs and French fries. Your cancer is being caused by starvation because the Big Macs and the French fries don't have nitrilicides. You aren't getting vitamin B17. And so this Dr. Ralph Moss spilled the beans on Sloan Kettering and said, hey, this nitrilicide over here is a necessary nutrient, and if you've got enough of it, you won't get cancer. They didn't like that, so they fired him. All right, so that's another one. Now, these Laetrils, vitamin B17, is number 10 on my list. So let me back up here a little bit more. Now, where was number 1? Because I didn't want to tell you. Here's number 1. Dr. Cecil Pittard was informed that he had terminal cancer and that he had only a few weeks to live. He went through detoxification. Well, that's an important therapy. But he took a couple of things here for his lymphatic cancer results because his body was no longer able to detoxify. Now, he mentioned tonsillectomies. Now, your tonsils and adenoids are routinely removed by medical doctors. Listen, that's like routinely removing your lymph system. It is true, and medical doctors have discovered you can live even after we have cut out certain organs in your body. You know, we can cut out your gallbladder, we can cut out your tonsils, and cut out your adenoids, we can cut out your appendix, we can cut off your feet, we can cut off your fingers, we can cut off your... It kind of reminds me of an automobile, you know. Hell, you could take off the hood and throw it away, the trunk deck lid, you could throw that away. You can take the doors off your car, throw the headlights out, take the hubcaps off and throw them away, and your car still runs, doesn't it? Still drives you from here to there. Doesn't look as good. Probably, you know, after you've thrown the headlights out, it impairs the operation of the vehicle at night. You know, you can't drive at night because you got no lights. You can do the same thing with your body, but can you explain to me how that makes any sense? I mean, who in his right mind would, you know, say, hey, listen, my car runs fine without headlights and taillights and hubcaps and hoods and air cleaners and trunk lids, spare tire, you know, I'd throw all that out, cut it off and throw it away. How in the hell does that benefit you? So, you know, next time some guy says, hey, I think I'll just cut your tonsils out, you know, you got to start asking questions, you know, like, well, you know, those tonsils were put there for a reason. It's part of your immune system. They're kind of important. And your tonsils over here, yeah, they swell up. You know, the little kids, their tonsils swell up. That's because, ladies, you're feeding your little children sugar in prodigious amounts. It's a toxin. And so their tonsils swell up, and they have a sore throat, and it's really kind of bad, isn't it? All right. So you take him to the doctor, and the doctor says, let's cut his tonsils out. So you cut his tonsils out, and God, it solves the problem. The kid no longer has a sore throat. But now the toxins that used to be filtered out in his tonsils, you know, the toxins that were filtered out in his tonsils, are now coursing through his body, and now they cause things like diabetes and cancer. Okay. So if you want to sentence your kid to some other degenerative disease, cut his tonsils out. It's a proven strategy that works. All right, now here's the 14. Got your pencil out here. Ann Wigmore came up with a thing called wheatgrass. What you do is you grow this wheatgrass. This is just wheat. You just go out, you buy wheat, seed wheat, and then you put it in little boxes, you know, say 16-inch by 24-inch box in your greenhouse, and you germinate it, and you grow it until it's about 6 inches high, and then you cut it off, and you juice it and drink that juice. Cures cancer. Isn't that special? Why? Well, there's some kind of nutrients. I don't know whether it's... B17 or something. There's something in wheatgrass. You've never seen a cow with cancer or tooth decay, and they're eating grass all the time. Dogs, when they get sick, they eat grass. Dogs normally are not grass eaters, but when they're sick, they are. All right, now juice in a raw food diet. If you just go on juices, I mean raw juice. You see, carrot juice is an example of it. There are so many vitamins and minerals in carrots and celery and beets and all these various vegetables, but they're so high in fiber you can't eat very much of it. So what you do is you juice it, and then you can get high doses of vitamins and minerals out of fruits and vegetables by juicing them. The other day, for instance, my boy had... kidney overload. I'm going to use the word overload. I don't know exactly what it was, but his kidneys aren't functioning just right. They're plugged up with something. And we could tell there was something wrong with him because his ankles had swollen up. I mean, his ankles were just really swollen up. So he goes over to Doc Green, and old Green looks at him, and he says, well, your kidneys are plugged up. You need a kidney flush. So my wife said, oh, okay, no problem. So we went over to the local Walmart store, and we bought two watermelons. We brought them home, and I ate the watermelon out of the middle, and then we saved the rind. We went over and we juiced the rind. Watermelon rind. Juiced it. And the boy drank it, and the next morning his ankles were back down to normal. See how simple that is? Doesn't have anything to do with medicine. Doesn't have anything to do with pharmaceuticals and pills and doctor's offices and $75 fees. Just go buy a watermelon and juice it, and then I'll take care of it. Now, what caused his kidneys to plug up? I don't know. Something he ate, I guess. I don't know. But we do know how to unplug them. Watermelon rind. Now, the Indian black salve, that was mentioned here by Eustace Mullins. That came from the Indians in Wyoming. It has bloodroot in it. It's called Cansema. You'll have to look around, for some of these. These are illegal things to have. I mean, these things are banned in America. I mean, you can't. It's like buying heroin. You don't just go down, to your local drugstore and say, hey, give me some heroin. I'd like to get high. I mean, that isn't going to work. You got to go to your doctor first. He'll prescribe heroin for you. Doctors prescribe heroin, marijuana, and cocaine. They don't use those names. They've got their own trademarks and trade labels. But they charge 6 times more for them than the illegal drug dealer does down on the corner. That's why you have so much illegal drugs in America, because the legal drugs in America are priced so high. If you people could buy cocaine, just ask yourself this, all you cocaine users out there, marijuana users, if you could buy cocaine and heroin and marijuana legally right out of your drugstore for the same price that you're paying now down on the street corner, would you buy that crap on the street corner if you could buy it legally with a doctor's prescription? So people with money go to the doctor and they get the same stuff, and then they don't run the risk of getting caught, see, and going to jail or something like that. Ozone, number 4. Now remember, we got another one here. Ozone, that's a cancer cure. Garlic. Now this garlic has to be raw garlic. I know, tastes bad, gross, gives you bad breath. But there's something in this garlic here that cancer doesn't get along well with. And garlic is one of 7 or 8 immune system builders, like echinacea. Okay, Essiac from the Rene Cassie formula, that comes from the Ojibwe Indians. You can get a book of, if you went into your health food store and you said, hey, give me the Rene Cassie book. It's called Essiac. Essiac. Plug that into Google, why don't you? And get the book that's about Rene Cassie. And it's got the formula right in the book. I mean, you can make that Essiac formula at home. They sell it out of Germany without the bloodroot. And they don't tell you, hey, this thing is deficient in the number one ingredient, bloodroot, which kills the tumor. Now, if you can kill the tumor, the other ingredients are the detoxifiers. But the detoxifiers don't kill the tumor. So, you can buy Essiac and it gives you the detoxifiers. So if you can buy the bloodroot separately, but you got to know how much to take, and the formula is in that book. Then there's the Royal Rife frequency machine. I've heard nothing but good reports about that. Royal Rife, he's also a medical doctor. He discovered that cancer tumors can be destroyed by bombarding them with a frequency, a radio frequency. So let's say you had a tumor, and they'd bombard it. Well, they drove him out of the United States, so he went down to Mexico. Now, I think that the Rife clinics are still open in Mexico. So a lot, some of these cancer cures now, you can go to Switzerland, Sweden, Brazil, Mexico, and you can get these treatments, but not here in America. Coffee enemas by Max Gerson. The Max Gerson, you can get the Gerson book and the Gerson therapy. We had a guy one time had cancer, and my wife said, okay, well, here's what I do. And he said, oh, that's so messy, I don't want to do that. 2 years later, he died from cancer. I don't deny that some of these therapies and treatments are time-consuming, and they're messy, and they're, you know, it's different, and it's something you don't want to do. I wouldn't deny that. What you want to do is go fishing and eat Big Macs, but that's what caused your cancer to start with. More of the same probably isn't going to solve that problem. So, anyway, I just want to report to you that most people, when they come down with cancer, can't cure it because they don't have the self-discipline to do it. And the propaganda keeps telling them, hey, just come in here to the medical doctor. He can solve all your problems. And so we love the promises. It's kind of like, it's like politicians promising you a cure for the economic malaise of America. And so they're promising you the recession's right about the end of it now. Just stay the course. Everything's going to be all right. And if you believe that, I got a bridge to sell, but then that's another story for another day. Okay, coffee enemas. Vitamin and Minerals by Joel Wallach. Joel Wallach. Heavy on vitamins and minerals. Feed your immune system. And you know, you can do more than one of these at the same time. And you know, you can do juices, and you can do wheatgrass. You can do the Indian black salve, ozone, garlic. You could do the Essiac. You could do the frequency. I mean, I guess you could do all of these all at the same time. None of them are going to harm you. Try this one. Easter Lily Ovum. The ovum from the center of the Easter Lily. Just eat Easter lilies. It'll cure your cancer. It'll kill the tumors, what it'll do. Now, again, you know, you want to take these in moderation. It would be good if you could get a natural healer, like a naturopathic physician, to help you along through it. There's 8 states in the union that use naturopaths. Why don't you check your state statutes? If you've got a naturopathic physician, a Dr. Christopher, you know, in your state, go to him, and he'll tell you, well, here's how much to take, and help you monitor it. There's a second group over here. Most chiropractors in America, most chiropractors are alternative health care practitioners. And I don't know if I've ever met a chiropractor that couldn't cure cancer. There might be some out there. All they know how to do is crunch bones. Oh, I do too. I know a young fella who's a chiropractor. He can't cure cancer. I don't think he could cure a pimple with a pin, but that's another story for another day. Going on here, coffee enemas, Max Gerson, vitamins and minerals, Joel Wallach, Laetril, I told you about that one. That came from the Sloan Kettering. They're the guys that discovered it. And by accident, you know, they discovered it. Oh, my God, bury that. And they did. And then the Easter Lily Ovum I just told you about. Vitamin and mineral therapy. Oh, I told you there's 14. I got that one down there twice. That's number 9 and 12. Let me circle number 9 and 12. I lied to you again. I've only got 13 cures to cancer. I don't have 14 now. Oh, cut, burn, and poison 37% of the time. That's number 13. Allopathic medicine does have a cure. Cut the tumor out. And if they don't cut the tumor and spread it throughout your body, oftentimes that'll work. And then they've got chemotherapy. Yep, some of the time that works. And on the burn, radiation, 3% of the time that works. Or at least it doesn't kill you, and the tumor goes away. Now, cut, burn, and poison represents 37% of the time. Frankincense and essential oils. In the Bible, there are 32 essential oils that are mentioned for the curing of various ailments or diseases. Now, a disease simply says or simply means I'm diseased, I'm ill at ease, I don't feel good. That's all disease is, I don't feel good. Now, the allopathic medical practitioners are hucksters, and they came along and said, good, let's put a label on it, and we will call that scurvy, cancer, heart disease, diabetes. And then they run into the patent office, and then they copyright those trade names, cancer, diabetes, hoof and mouth disease. Oh, and then there's Jerry's kids, you know. They got ALS. I can't pronounce it, but ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. See, they don't call that Lou Gehrig's disease. They got a name for it. Then they copyright that name. Then, if I was to tell you, okay, Lou Gehrig's disease, here's the essential oil that you use. You know, you've got a deterioration of your nerves. What's causing this deterioration of your nerves? You've got a nutritional deficiency. What is it? I don't know. Neither do you. But that's why you've got ALS. You've got this nutritional deficiency. Lupus is an autoimmune deficiency. And here in Murder by Injection, there was a doctor in here like lupus. And I just read it to you here a minute ago. A guy called me one time and said, my wife's got lupus. I said, okay, well, go to Joel Wallach and he'll tell you what causes lupus and what vitamins and minerals you need to clear it up. He didn't do it. I don't know why. Many of you people will call me and you'll ask, you know, hey, can you tell me how to cure cancer? And then I have to tell you, no, God, no, don't even ask. My phone's tapped. And probably there are government agents listening in waiting for me to tell you how to cure cancer with wheatgrass or raw food diet or Indian black salve or something like that. Heaven forbid that I would get in the way of the money trust. But oftentimes people do, they call here and they ask for that information. And then I suggest to them that they go to here, go to there, and get the information from the health food store, from the guys that are in the underground press. And you know what often happens? Almost invariably, they don't do it. Which leads me to ask the question, what the hell are you calling here for? Wasting my time. It always reminded me, if you didn't want to know, why did you ask? And it's pretty obvious you probably didn't want to know. But you asked anyway, and so then I told you the answer, and then you didn't follow instructions. All right, now remember, this is the book by Eustace Mullins. It's called Murder by Injection. You can get a copy of it from BraveNewBookstore.com. Let me give you another plug here, Eustace. BraveNewBookstore.com. They also have an address. It's 1904 Guadalupe Street, Suite B, Austin, Texas. 78705. Brave New Bookstore, 1904 Guadalupe Street, Suite B, Austin, Texas, 78705. Their phone's 512-480-2503. Hey, I'm out of time again. I got to leave it right there, kids. We gave you the 14 cures to cancer. It turned out there's only 13. Let me remind you that you're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review. We're sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the Internet and radio. If you'd like more information about The Law School and The Law Hour, then please go to our website. That's georgegordon.org. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals, but by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. And the Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has our radio log schedule and archives. All of that can be accessed through our website at georgegordon.org. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Time's up. We've got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. Same time, same station. God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.